December 25, 1928, the feast which the little daughter prepares for baby Jesus. How she renders him happy. Adam, first son. Example of the artisan. I was thinking about the birth of baby Jesus, and I prayed him to come to be born in my poor soul. And in order to sing his praises and form a cortege for him in the act of his birth, I fused myself in the holy divine volition, and flowing in all created things, I wanted to animate the heavens, the sun, the stars, the sea, the earth and everything with my I love you. I wanted to place all created things as though in waiting, in the act of Jesus' birth, so that all would say to him I love you and we want the kingdom of your will upon earth. Now, while I was doing this, it seemed to me that all created things would come to attention in the act of Jesus' birth, and as the dear baby came out of the womb of his celestial mama, the heavens, the sun, and even the tiny little bird, as though all in chorus, were saying, I love you and we want the kingdom of your will upon earth. My I love you and the divine will flowed within all things in which the divine will had its life, and therefore all sang praises to the birth of their creator. And I saw the newborn baby who, flinging himself into my arms, all shivering, told me, what a beautiful feast has the little daughter of my will prepared for me. How beautiful is the chorus of all created things saying to me I love you, and wanting my will to reign. One who lives in it can give me anything, and can use all stratagems in order to render me happy and make me smile, even in the midst of tears. Therefore, I was waiting for you, to have a surprise of love of yours by virtue of my divine volition. In fact, you must know that my life on earth was nothing but suffering, operating and preparing everything that was to serve the kingdom of my divine will, which must be kingdom of happiness and of possession. Therefore, it is then that my works will have their full fruits and will change for me and for creatures into sweetnesses, into joys and into possession. Now, while he was saying this, he disappeared from me. But after a little while he came back, inside a little cradle of gold, clothed with a tiny little garment of light. And he added, my daughter, today is my birthday, and I have come to render you happy with my presence. It would be too hard for me, on this day, not to render one who lives in my divine will happy, not to give you my first kiss and tell you I love you as a requital of yours, and, clasping you tightly to my little heart, make you feel my heartbeats that unleash fire, and would want to burn everything which does not belong to my will, while your heartbeat, echoing within mine, repeats for me your pleasant refrain, may your will reign on earth as it does in heaven. Repeat it always, if you want to render me happy and calm my baby crying. Look, your love has prepared for me the gold cradle, and the acts in my divine will have prepared for me the little garment of light. Aren't you happy? After this, I continued my acts in the divine fiat, going back to Eden, into the first acts of the creation of man. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, Adam was the first human son, invested by our volition, and his acts were more than sun's rays which, extending and expanding, were to invest the whole human family, in which one would see many in one, as though palpitating in these rays, all centralized in the center of this first human son. And all were to have the virtue of forming their own sons, without going out of the bond of the first son. In fact, since the life of each one would have its origin from the sun, each one would be able to be son of his own. How beautiful was the creation of man! Oh! How it surpassed the whole entire universe! The bond, the union of one and many, was the greatest prodigy of our omnipotence, as our will, one in itself, was to maintain the inseparability of all, the communicative and unifying life of all, symbol and image of our divinity, as we are inseparable, and even though we are three divine persons, we are always one, because one is the will, one is the sanctity, one is our power. This is why man is always looked upon by us as if there were one alone, even though he was to have his very long generation, but always centralized in the One. It was the uncreated love that was created by us in man, and therefore He was to give of us and be like us. And our will, the only one acting in us, was to act as the only one in man, in order to form the unity of all and the bond of inseparability of each one. Therefore, by withdrawing from our divine fiat, man became deformed and disordered, and no longer felt the strength of a unity and inseparability, either with his Creator or with all generations. He felt like a divided body, broken in his members, which no longer possesses all the strength of his body as whole. This is why my divine will wants to enter again as prime act into the creature, to reunite the broken members and to give him the unity and the inseparability, as he came out of our creative hands. We find ourselves in the condition of an artisan who has made his beautiful statue, such as to astonish heaven and earth. The artisan loves this statue so much that he has placed his very life in it. So, at each act or movement it does, the artisan feels within himself the life, the act, the movement of his beautiful statue. The artisan loves it with love of delirium, nor can he remove his gaze from it. But in so much love, the statue receives an encounter, it bumps, and it remains broken in its members and in its vital part which kept it bound and united to the artisan. What will his sorrow not be? And what will he not do in order to redo his beautiful statue? More so, since he still loves it, and to the raving love has added the grieving love. Such is the state the divinity is in with regard to man. He is our delirium of love and of sorrow, for we want to redo the beautiful statue of man. And since the bump took place in the vital part of our will which he possessed, once our will is re-established in him, the beautiful statue will be redone for us, and our love will be satisfied. Therefore, I want nothing else from you but my divine will to have its life. Then he added with a more tender tone, My daughter, in the created things the divinity did not create love, but the flowerings of his light, of his power, of his beauty, etc. So, it can be said that in creating the heavens, the stars, the sun, the wind, the sea, the earth, it was our works that we issued, and the flowerings of our beautiful qualities. Only for man was this greatest prodigy of creating the life, and the life of our love itself. And this is why it is said that he was created in our image and likeness. And this is why we love him so much, because it is life and work that has come out of us, and life costs more than anything.